is Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm at the Loft at UC San Diego with
Emily Wells.
So how would you describe what you're doing with music?
Well, I'm trying to blend classical music with, you know, hip-hop influences, especially production style, and throw in some lyrics that mean something, and to me, anyway. And, yeah, I do a lot of live sampling on stage, so I try to build an orchestral sort of sound by using one violin and octopedals and stuff like that. And then I like to throw other little instruments on there, toy piano, glockenspiels, all sorts of stuff like that. And then Sam plays the drums and samples and all sorts of stuff like that. He's like a wild man back there doing everything. Joey plays like 15 different basses. No, just joking. But like, but we like to get a lot of different sounds. Like tonight, we were supposed to have a synth for all the subs, but then it just got fried, so that's a little exciting moment on our sound check. And so it looks like upright and electric bass tonight.
When did you decide that classical instruments like the violin pairs up well with more hip-hop type beats?
Well, I mean, if you I hear so many classical samples and cool stuff like that in hip-hop. I was just writing about, you know, I'm covering Juicy right now, and I was thinking a lot about how that first Biggie Smalls album, the Ready to Die album, has, you know, like the harp and like these beautiful samples and then hard beats and stuff like that. So I'm sure it's just, I'm just influenced by people who have done similar things, you know, and just try to make it interesting and make it my own at the same time.
Like you said, you like to do a lot of sampling when you're on stage, and I've seen some videos of you guys playing, and it just looks like you're having to juggle so many things at once. How do you have to practice a lot beforehand for live shows, and how much goes into that?
Yes and yes. Definitely a lot of practice, a lot of juggling, but it's one of those things for me, I have to have it really just mapped out in my head as like, because a lot of it is logistics. I mean, there's a lot of playing the instruments and everything, but there's a lot of, okay, turn this knob now, and then unplug this cord, and then do this, you know, like, I'm trying to do, like, a few more things, and the looping pedal that I use can really handle, so that requires me to make it extra crazy of just, okay, pull this out, do this, but I don't know, I think that's part of the arrangement, is, like, all those technical elements are part of the performance, so I have to have it so just clear, mapped out in my head. When we first started doing it, you know, it was terrifying. It was just like, could be total train wreck so easily, you know, not that it couldn't still be, but it just took doing it and just getting more and more comfortable and practicing, you know, constantly. And so, but now we've been doing it for a while, so it's a little less crazy. But I never, you know, I never drink or anything before I play. I have to keep it super sober.
Yeah.
Really, like, otherwise I'd just be like, oh, I forgot to do that. Oh, whoops, I forgot to do that, you know. So, yeah.
Have you ever wanted to just sort of go on stage with a blank slate and just see what happens, what you come up with?
Yeah, I'm definitely tempted to do that. When I first got this pedal, sort of the predecessor to the pedal I have now, but many years ago, and it was always this sort of enticing thing to mess around with, and I would sometimes do that, like improv with people or rappers or poets or whatever, and I just found that I came up with better things once I actually had the arrangements really clear. But I am tempted, especially now, the more comfortable I am with it, mm-hmm. to just, you know, to go for it. Maybe like some late night after a real set, we'll do that. We'll get crazy. These guys, Joey and Sam, the band, they're great at improv. So, yeah, we'll
You think you want to try it out at South by Southwest?
No. I don't think that would be the proper venue for me. It's going to be so chaotic and exciting. And yeah, so probably I'd probably wait till I'm a little more comfortable someplace.
Did an interview on NPR, and for me, NPR always sounds like such an intelligent media outsource and so official. And what was it like to be on that program and to hear yourself on it?
Well, to be on it, it was really rad. I mean, I was so just honored to be part of such like a cool, you know, broadcasting whatever. But it was kind of a dream for me, because when we were in the little waiting area, because you go to the NPR West and you hang out and stuff and wait to do your interview, and I could hear Terry Gross like interviewing. It was actually Don Rickles, and he had come in, you know, and I'm a huge Terry Gross fan, so it was like, wow, Terry Gross, what's up? And I don't know, that's kind of a cheesy story. But anyway, it was great. It was great. It was wonderful to have your work be taken so seriously. And obviously, as an artist, you take your work seriously. I do. And so to have really cool questions and just, I don't know, it was cool. But to listen, it was a little nerve-wracking, just because I was like, oh, God, did you really say that? Like, I'll probably listen to this and be like, oh, did you really say that? So, yeah. Cringe, yeah. No, but it was cool. I felt all right about it.
Yeah. Are there any songs on the radio or anything you've heard recently that you'd like to try and interpret your way?
Ooh, gosh. I have been thinking about a lot of covers lately. I actually did a couple covers. I did nobody's really heard them, but I did a Concrete Blonde song, Take Me Home, which I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I've heard of them.
And I did like a Radiohead song and stuff. I got really enticed by doing covers, and you know, we're doing this Juicy thing and everything. And I was doing an Iron and Wine song, Upwards Over the Mountain. I don't know if you heard that. But it's interesting that you ask, because, you know, people can take songs very seriously, especially a song like Juicy. And I'm learning that not everybody's like feeling it to have me covering it. So I'm all right with that, though. I'm getting all right with it. But I'm not going to let that make me shy away from doing more covers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I love Juicy. I was like, oh, my God, I hope she does a whole album like this. That would be amazing.
You know, I've been thinking about that. Like, I've been thinking, what other rap artists would I cover? And I love the story of Juicy, and I love... It's like, you know, an honor to tell that story. Obviously, it's not my own, but so it'd be cool to tell a lot of stories, you know, in one album. That's one concept I had. But then I kind of just want to do like the dirtiest, like raunchiest possible hip hop that I could possibly find as well, just because it would be hilarious. Because I could talk some mad shit. I hope I can say that on your podcast. Okay, good.
Well, sort of a step up from covers, are there any hip-hop artists that you'd like to collaborate with, or any specific artists at all?
I actually had the honor of collaborating with Count Bass D on the album. He did a verse on Symphony 3. I found my love and I wanna call my son. We live life forever, it's only just begun.
Teenage sea wound up in Tennessee, lost on a teenage sea wound up in Free. I landed on my feet thanks to beats. Free, I landed on my feet thanks to but here is something you were not told. Twice spits cannot be pigeonholed.
And I am kind of a big MF Doom fan as far as like rappers that are doing their thing today. you know, I'd love to, like, collaborate with Method Man someday, but I don't think that's going to ever happen. So, yeah. But I'd say if I could choose, I think MF Doom would be amazing just because I love his flow. I love his voice. He knows how to guest like crazy. He's on so many great songs. So, mm-hmm. And he's a great producer on his own right. So,
What's something that you can brag about?
What's something I can brag about? Well, I have three really rad pairs of tennis shoes that I really like. I'd say those, I would brag about my shoes, my taste in shoes. Gosh, you mean like musically speaking, probably. I have two really huge badass pit bulls that are sweet as pie, and when I walk down the street, they walk next to me just like Cesar Millan would be proud, so I would like to brag about that, actually, right now. That's a hard question for me. Yeah. I chose, I would like to also brag about finding and collaborating with two great artists, the drummer, Sam, I keep mentioning them, and Joey, like, you know, because it shows my good taste in musicians, so I'd like to brag about that. I guess that's all.
Is there someone, like maybe an author or a TV personality, that you really wish you could be friends with in real life?
I'm so stumped. I mean, yeah, there's so many great authors, and I really like this author, Jhumpa Lahiri. I'd like to hang out with her. She seems really cool and intelligent. Let's go with Jhumpa.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with her. If you're out there, you can come hang out, Jhumpa.
If your name, Emily Wells, was to become an action phrase, like, oh, he pulled an Emily Wells, what would it mean?
Oh, okay, I love that question. It would definitely, without a doubt, be a high kick.
A high kick,
yeah, but just in the air. It wouldn't have to actually hurt anyone. Maybe a little spin on the end of it, you know, like a kick with a spin to follow. I like those, too.
So
those.
Do you do them?
A lot. Yeah, I do. I had an alter ego named Action Jackson for a while. I know Action Jackson's a real thing, too, but it's a long story. But Action was always doing high kicks. So even with now that Action's gone, I still do the high kicks. Keep it alive.
That's something you do on stage.
No, you know, maybe one of these days when we start playing bigger stages, I'll have a little more room to do some high kicks. I know we're just audio right now, but there's a lot of stuff on stage when we play, and I fear I would do serious damage because I'm not that precise of a kicker. So, yeah.
All right. And when you fantasize about your music career, what do you see?
Okay. I see, ideally, getting to make music forever and work with artists that I respect and love, and I mean, if we're dreaming big, right? Like, I'd love to play with like a huge symphony orchestra. Like, that would be amazing. I would love to, just travel all over the world, I guess, and it'd be cool to, I don't know. I kind of have like some ideas for some pretty huge like installation art pieces that would have to be collaborations, but that's like another sort of side fantasy of mine as well. So.
Do you do your own installation art, or is that
no,
with someone else?
Only in my head. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I have not realized any of the ideas really, but yeah, someday maybe. We'll see.
And what are you looking forward to coming up?
Well, I'm pretty focused on South By, I guess, right now. I'm really looking forward to that. And I believe that I'm going to be going to Israel for a show, which I've never been to Israel or anywhere near Israel, which is pretty amazing. So I'm really excited about that. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I always ask the same three questions to close out.
Okay.
And the first one is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
Mm. I'm sure I do. I'm sure you could ask these guys and they tell you. But I think for a while I was saying everything was really wild. That's wild. So, yeah, probably I would have to say that would be high on the list. I kind of have a potty mouth. So the basics, you know, fuck, whatever. I say that kind of a lot too.
And what's your drink of choice?
Drink of choice. Well, I actually have a drink that I made up called the Doublicious Sunrise, and it's got fresh squeezed oranges from the orange tree at my house, and grenadine, a little 7-Up, mm-hmm. and vodka. And it has to be mixed in a really particular way. But that's kind of specific. Like, I can get down with, you know, like whiskey on the rocks too, or a Newcastle, either way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's such a rock star answer. Everyone's always like, whiskey. End of story.
Yeah. Yeah, true, right?
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
Okay. I personally think eyeliner can do amazing things for a woman's face, or a man's for that matter. However, I never wear it because I think I'm always, like, touching my eyes and I, you know, so it always gets, like, smeared, so. But I wish that I could wear it. I like eyeliner, like, on Audrey Hepburn, you know, how she wears her eyeliner. I think that's pretty hot.
Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to say to close this out?
We got a new EP coming out. It's called Dirty, and it comes out on May 26th. Like Tom, some sort of cold.